from Wolfe Research. We have Hunter Kaye on the line. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, everybody. Hi. So, Scott, you said that Denver is your most profitable hub. Obviously, it looks like Frontier has announced a pretty big growth push there, what they, I think they've called their own natural share, as they say. Would be curious to have sort of your early takeaways of what that means for you guys there, and if you care to talk about how you might deploy basic economy as a means to compete as a sort of the first sort of like production test of that product, or maybe just any broad thoughts would be appreciated. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Hunter. In the near to medium term, you know, anytime you have capacity growth from anyone, but particularly a low-cost carrier, it's going to lead to some pricing pressure. Over the longer term, however, I view this really, you know, having watched the ULCC growth for the last decade, this is the best news that I've heard in the last 10 years. I have known, and look, what they said is they're going to run a connecting hub-and-spoke network in Denver. The model that they used to have, which wound up in bankruptcy, but they're pivoting from, you know, what has been the most successful model, you know, point-to-point ULCC strategy around the world, to going back to trying to copy what the network carriers do and run a connecting business model. And the reason I view that as the best thing that has happened in the last decade is because I have believed for many years that the ULCC business model can't work when a network carrier decides to compete on price, and particularly once we've been able to roll out basic economy. And while I believe that for a long time, this is the first, I guess, public validation that one of the ULCCs is throwing in the towel on the point-to-point business model and switching to a network model. And look, that's a lot more complicated. You know, it's one thing to, you know, run a point-to-point network, but when you're trying to run connecting traffic, you got to slow down the aircraft utilization because you got to wait for passengers and employees to connect and airplanes to be timed correctly. You got to staff up because you have peaks and valleys. You got to connect bags. This is one of the most operationally difficult things we do. You know, today if Frontier has a flight from Orlando to Denver that's delayed by 2 hours, all they have to do is run the flight 2 hours late, but the customers still get there and, you know, it's not a good experience, but it's not the end of the world. Tomorrow, when they have half the people in that airplane that are connecting, if that flight's 2 hours late, you know, their choice, and they got one flight a day to all these markets is, do we delay everything else for the rest of the day by 2 hours, or do we have half the people on that airplane go to a hotel and spend the night? Or do we buy all half the people on that airplane tickets on United to get them to their destination that day? It is exponentially more complex to run a connecting model. And for Frontier, you know, to, you know, publicly acknowledge that, you know, the old business model has run out of growth opportunities in the middle of an IPO process, I just view as a phenomenal validation of everything we've done has worked and our ability to compete and win against them. And I can promise you they're now competing on our turf and trying to be a network carrier in Denver. That is the battle I guarantee United will win.
All right. Thank you for that thorough answer, Scott. I appreciate it.